Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Footy Spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell, rexgorrell.com.au, a true family business. Rex and his three sons, Paul, Brett and Jason, Fine Street, South Geelong. Time to go inside the Cats camp with now 58 minutes till bounce in this semi-final. And firstly, we wish a very happy 50th birthday this week to Matty Knights. Knighter, thanks for joining us for Prestige Jayco.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Yeah, no, it was, I suppose a milestone as such this week and put the bat up halfway up. So, it was good, a good celebration.
Kingy, Benny, Cass and Nealty with you. Neither one change at selection, Simpson for Atkins. Can you take us behind the reasoning for that change?
Yeah, the main thing is probably Sam Simpson's probably when he last played in the team, the flexibility he gave us to be able to play sort of wing, half forward and even inside in the midfield at times. And he was playing really strong footy before he injured his hamstring. And, full credit to him. He's done an amazing job. He went through that sort of, I guess, rehab period with Joel initially, and then he's obviously been a bit longer than Joel, but it's been a fantastic effort by Simo, and, full credit to him. He's come back into the team, and let's hope he gives us a nice little spark tonight.
Just the 12 games in his career, hasn't played since round 12. Are you concerned with this? I'm concerned that finding the pace of the game might be an issue for him, having been sidelined for so long?
Yeah, I mean, possibly. I mean, the adjustment will come early in the game, and the good thing about Simo, he's fairly fleet-footed and he gets around the contest. So I think he's, for a probably lightish player, he keeps his feet and he's quite strong over the ball. So, yeah, there might be a bit of adjustment, but we expect him to play solid footy tonight. And he's done terrific 2 weeks on the training track. His training track form has been really good. So he gives us great confidence that we've picked him tonight.
Knighter, Nealty, happy birthday, mate.
Thank you, mate.
What did you learn last week against Port Adelaide that you're hoping you can get into the game tonight to hopefully get the chocolates against the Pies?
Yeah, probably a couple of things, Neil. I think we just taking the opportunities when they arise sort of through the midfield area when we have the ball in our hands, just sort of try and recognise a little bit quicker when we've got opportunities to take it forward a bit quicker. Also, I think maybe just playing a bit higher in defence ourselves to turn over some marks. And I think the critical part of last week's game was just probably that sort of third quarter period where parts of our game just dropped off marginally and Port sort of elevated theirs and they sort of got that couple of goal margin, which was most telling at the end. So, a little bit of attack stuff there, but a little bit of sort of contested defence as well. And there's definitely some a few adjustments this week. And, you've got to make some adjustments to the opposition too. Colin could play a certain round of footy around the contest and around stoppages. So, from my perspective as a midfield coach, we've had to make some adjustments this week to sort of, I guess, go after their vulnerabilities and strengths, but also sort of back our stuff in as well.
Collingwood were, as you just said, you've had a bit of a look at them. They were very good last week from a stoppage. In fact, they outscored West Coast in their stoppages far greater than what they'd done to any team in the home and away season. They had an interesting way they used their ruckman, Grundy and Cameron. Can you just give us, without going into details, mate, we know you can't do that, but what are you looking for there? How do you think they're going to use their boys and what are you going to do to exploit, say, a Cameron when he's in there? And at the same time, I think they scored over six goals, whatever it was, from stoppages last week. What are we going to do about that one?
Yeah. It was no mean feat to score that much, particularly against Matt Newey. I mean, it's pretty difficult to score. So they've obviously really scored on second phase pressure, which Collingwood are, when they're on and at their best, that's what they base their game from. It was interesting, Neil, because they tended to ruck Cameron and Grundy off the bench a lot last week, particularly in the second half, which is really unusual with the way the game's played with rotations. And we sort of picked that up. Now, we didn't know whether it was something to do with Grundy himself, but he's obviously fully fit, they say. But it does give them a different look because they've traditionally gone the Grundy option with a little bit of assistance from Cox. Maybe, Neil, it's also maybe that they want to keep Cox at home for the whole journey of the game. And that's why they may have gone the two ruckman, we believe.
For Prestige Jayco, we're speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matty Knights. He's Benny Cass.
Matty, just looking at the defences of both teams, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. And the Cats' defence is, you've probably got, five or six what you would consider sort of dour defenders or defence-first defenders in Colin Jasny, Taylor Henderson, O'Connor, Henry and Buse, who all defend really well. The natural attacking part is part of their game that particularly those younger guys are still working on. At the other end, Collingwood very different. They've got Moore, Maynard, Cripps, Quainer and Noble who all defend well but all attack. How do you sort of plan to move? I think Collingwood ranked first in moving the ball from D50 into their forward 50. How do you sort of plan to fashion something that helps generate some movement from your back half and then obviously quell their movement going the other way?
Yeah, it's a good point because a lot of those guys that probably play there are probably maybe even natural mids in their own right then. Like, you know, you would have a division of Crisp and Planer and Noble probably playing a lot of midfield through their junior footy and particularly in the later years of their juniors. Now that they've turned back and they've obviously got that natural running flair, our guys obviously looking to develop that as time goes on. I think our mids, obviously, Guthrie, Duncan, Parford have got to assist that, get back and help with that ball movement because that's pretty important. But I think what you said is right. They took, I think they were 30% play on from marks last week between the 50-metre arcs, which is probably as high as anyone in the league for a number of weeks. So they're looking to take the game on a bit quicker and we'll probably see a bit of that tonight. So we're going to have to stifle that sort of quick movement then.
No doubt. The other one too that obviously gets Cat fans talking is Mark Blitzarves, who's played a different role for a majority of this year. Last week, I think he had three. I know possessions aren't everything, but when you're sort of playing up the ground, you probably need to be touching the ball a little bit to impact the flow and momentum of the contest. And I think he had three possessions in three quarters. How do you sort of weigh up what he's offering you offensively or defensively in terms of playing up the ground on the wing and then in terms of what he might be able to generate playing as a defender?
Yeah, I think that's a good point because when he does back, he has got that natural running capacity that he can get up the ground and impact, and I think he'll do a bit of that for us tonight. Probably where he was unlike him a little bit last week, he's been averaging six or seven clearances a game for us for the majority of the year. Since he plays sort of a bit of that wing ruck role. So that was something he himself would like to elevate tonight. And I think you're right, mate. I think, you know, with Grundy and Cameron, we've got to get a fair bit of out of Blitz and Reese from an attacking point of view tonight. And we've certainly revved them up and given them the license to sort of push forward and try and sort of put pressure on Grundy and Cameron particularly.
And one last one, Matty, before we let you go. Thanks for your time. How close was Radigalia to getting a game? With Atkins going out, it probably means that maybe Dangerfield has to play a little bit more in the midfield, get some grunt in the midfield, which probably puts some pressure on Gary Rowan then to be something of an impact player up forward alongside Hawkins. Now, Gary's coming off a pretty ordinary game last week. Was Radigalia close to getting a game just to give you something else potentially inside forward 50?
Yeah, both last week and this week, he was strongly considered for that reason, to give that second target with Hawk, which might then free up Gary Rowan a little bit more. And with this, with the team we've picked, I guess you've probably picked it that Paddy Dangerfield's probably going to play a mix of both tonight, and he's sort of going to have to, which I think he's probably suited to at this stage of our season, because he's sort of, it's a hard one because, if you're speaking from my perspective, I'd love him out in the midfield as long as possible. But, you know, from a forward perspective, sometimes we just need a goal or need some opportunity. And I think we're looking for a bit of both out of him tonight. So let's hope he's on top of his game.
Absolutely. Nido, hopefully game 355 isn't Gary Ablett's last and you guys advance to a prelim final. Just for our listeners, I know they keep an eye on what's happening with the non-selected players. Has there been a practice match or will there be a scratch match if you win tonight, say, in the next couple of days?
Yeah, there's a big training session scheduled tomorrow with the numbers we've got left and probably a few assistant coaches that are still willing and able. That's planned for the morning and they'll get going really quickly tomorrow morning and get them going again.
Well, fingers crossed that training session is taking place. Nido, really appreciate your time. Happy birthday once again and hopefully a late 50th birthday present is a Geelong win and a spot in a preliminary final. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it'd be lovely. Thanks, Kenny.
Matty Knights joining us there for Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.